It's 6.06 GMT. This is The World Today from the BBC World Service with Lawrence Pollard and Mark Whittaker.
Well, next for Syria. Well, the talking and the killing carried on over the weekend, both with greater intensity as the Syrian crisis continued. Furious diplomacy at the United Nations failed to pass a Security Council resolution on the violence. That was vetoed by the Chinese and the Russians. And it's the city of Homs which now seems to be reaping the whirlwind. The bombardment from Syrian government forces has been stepped up, and there are reports of dozens of casualties. A few minutes ago, I spoke to Omar in the Baba Amma district of Homs.
We are under shelling by rockets, by mortars, by tanks.
Do you hear the
voices? I can hear the rockets in the background, yeah. How long has this attack been going on now?
Since yesterday morning, but it's become more horrible now. Now they target the hospital. Do you hear?
That sounds incredibly close, Omar.
Our friend now is injured and they hit the field hospital with the rockets. I don't know so much details, but that's what I know.
Where are you at the moment?
In the window of my house. Yeah, people here start to shout Allahu Akbar. We need your help, our God. Because now we believe that nobody with us. The UN left us alone. They give the red line, the green line to Bashar Assad. They give him more time to... You can hear the voices.
So has the fighting, has the shelling intensified since the UN decision, the veto at the UN Security Council?
Right.
Good heavens, Omar, that's really, really close, isn't it? Are you okay? Don't get yourself in danger for us. Omar, are you still there?
I have to leave.
You keep yourself. Yourself. Omar, thank you very much for sparing the time. You stay safe. And with that, he was gone. Let's talk now to our correspondent in Homs, Paul Wood. He joins us now live from the Syrian city. Paul, you just heard what Omar was describing there. Is that pretty much what you've seen?
It's exactly what I've seen, because Omar and I are actually sheltering in the same house. He's sitting next to me, and we had a wry smile as we heard his two-way being played back. What you are hearing from him is still continuing. There has been more heavy fire just over the past few minutes, and this has been going on since 6:10 local.